It was just a few weeks ago I was lamenting to our incoming summer staff that our once quite vocal mockingbird had seemed to move on to another territory and that we hadn't heard a peep in the last few years. Perhaps he heard me. Literally that afternoon, our sanctuary was once again claimed as a mockingbird's territory. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds in nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we revisit the northern mockingbird. This is Bay Birds. Of course, I have no way of knowing if this is the same northern mockingbird gracing our sanctuary's grounds with its continual chorus of collected birdsong, but it's nice to think it's the same bird returned from grand adventures elsewhere, deciding our little oasis in Tiburon is the ideal spot to raise a brood or two. Throughout the nesting season, males mark their territory with song and aggressively protect their nests, but the females aren't slacking off. They, too, participate in the rituals of flashing their white outer tail feathers and wing patches during courtship and to protect nesting and feeding territories. It's quite a thrill to watch them harass and ultimately chase off predators such as hawks or ravens, and even cats if they feel threatened. And their energy isn't just spent on declaring territory. They are also known to occasionally produce overlapping broods. Once the first brood is fledged, the male builds a second nest while the female continues to feed the fledglings. Once the nest is done, they switch roles with the male feeding the young and the female incubating a new clutch. Perhaps most conspicuous is the northern mockingbird's propensity for singing all day and all night. If you have them in your neighborhood, you likely either love them or would prefer that they find a new territory in which to sing 24/7. But if you aren't too thrilled with the full-time singing, perhaps think about how versatile they are. The northern mockingbird is a master at vocal imitations, and their repertoires may include over 40 different sounds. They generally include a mixture of original and imitated song phrases, each repeated several times. And they may include the songs and calls from other bird species, as well as other animals, such as barking dogs or mewing cats, or even sounds from the human world, including squeaky gates, pianos, and sirens or car alarms. If you don't have one in your neighborhood, take a listen to one in someone else's. Northern mockingbirds can be spotted throughout North America, from southeastern Canada to Mexico, and they are especially common in the southern states. In milder areas, many mockingbirds become year-round residents, while others migrate. However, once they choose a territory, they truly seem to enjoy making their presence known. You can usually spy a mockingbird sitting conspicuously on high vegetation, fences, eaves, or telephone wires, and they can be found in cities or suburbs, parks, forest edges, farmlands, thickets, or even brushy deserts. If you'd like to get a positive ID on the northern mockingbird, it's a medium-sized songbird with long legs and generally pale gray plumage with a whitish breast and belly. They have striking white wing bars on each wing that become large white flashes during flight, as do their white outer tail feathers. Stop by our sanctuary to catch a glimpse and take a listen to our resident mockingbird. He's been putting on quite a show lately. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.